A newly elected state representative from New Hampshire is getting a lot of pushback after introducing a bill that would increase the burden of proof needed to find someone guilty of sexual assault. The legislation, crafted by Republican William Marsh of Wolfboro, would require prosecutors to present corroborating evidence that an attack occurred. New Hampshire Public Radio's Paige Sutherland has been following this story, and she joins me now on the line from New Hampshire. Now, the crux of opposition to this legislation seems to be the corroborating evidence requirement. What does that mean in relation to what the bill would mandate, and who would it affect?
Yeah, so basically, the bill is very vague. It doesn't specify what that would mean, so it could be anything from evidence that would put, you know, some accuracy into the time frame of a witness's testimony. It could be a receipt that, you know, shows they were at that store at that time that they said. So basically, it would try to support the victim's testimony, because as now in New Hampshire, the statute is that, you know, if a victim says that they were molested or raped, that is enough to charge someone with that charge.
And this would only be applicable for somebody who had no prior convictions. Is that right?
Correct. So basically it's saying, you know, if someone cried wolf, this would provide protection against false accusations of rape. And basically the representative that drafted this bill, you know, it really came about because one case in New Hampshire, it was a therapist who was accused of touching an underage boy during a session. There was no witnesses, no video. It was just the 12-year-old boy's testimony against his. And they were saying a law like this would support that they would need some other evidence to put this guy behind bars.
And of course, as I'm sure that opponents of the bill have pointed out, though, when you get to that bit about corroborating evidence, in most sexual assault cases, there isn't more than one person in the room. I mean, who would corroborate that evidence?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the hearing was packed. I mean, they had to combine a separate room to make it larger. There were people lining up the door to speak. There were people wearing stickers that said, "I believe victims," because they believe that changing the statute says that, you know, when a victim says they were raped, we assume that they're lying. And that would be the message that this sends. And so, you know, there was lawyers that testified, law enforcement that testified, saying, you know, unfortunately, when it comes to these cases, there isn't that DNA. There isn't that witness. These crimes usually happen in private.
Well, what about prosecutors, law enforcement, the people in charge of convicting those or charging people who may be guilty of sexual assault? What are they saying about this bill?
I mean, they're opposed to this bill basically in the sense that they think that it isn't up to the legislature to say what is the credibility of this victim's testimony. It's really up to the jury that's selected, the judge. I mean, we have constitutional rights that are in place to protect defendants. I mean, when it comes to their right, we assume that they're innocent. And so that is enough protection that the statute shouldn't be changed.
Paige, did it seem to you that the room was weighted one way or the other for people who were opposed or in support of this bill? Because there were some supporters of the bill there, right?
Definitely. I mean, waves of people that were against the bill. It was clear that was the larger number in the room. But there were also people that were, you know, like you said, for the bill. But that number, I think, was a little skewed because it seemed like it was only for this one specific case, as I said, this therapist who was charged is behind bars right now because he believed that there needed to be more evidence than just the victim's testimony. And so it seemed like only people that were for the bill was only supporting this one guy, which I think would, you know, hurt their case, especially when it comes to the committee voting on this bill.
I understand there is another bill that would change the word victim to complainant in the sexual assault statute. Is that also a bill that Marsh introduced, and is it being considered separately from the corroboration bill?
It is not introduced by him. It is being considered separately. And this bill is something, it had the same kind of outcry, you know, amongst victims and sexual assault advocates on this issue, because it would kind of discriminate these group of victims where, you know, we don't have that in other crimes. You know, a victim, whether it's a beating up or murder, we say victim. So to make it a complainant just for this specific crime would discriminate against sexual assault victims.
And Paige, what's the next step in the process here? And what do you think are the chances of this bill getting out of committee?
Yeah, so I think because of the numbers, and like I said, this bill seems like a one-issue bill, I would be shocked if the committee passes it. So basically, it would probably get a poor review out of committee. It'd go to the House, which means it would probably die in the House. So I do not see this bill having any legs to go any further than this.
Paige Sutherland is a reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.